Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Shish Asa, the 16th and final chapter in the Rambam Maseches Tamar Sechon, the laws of impurity as relates to foods in the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity. In this Perek, we discuss when do we presume something has already been Hukshul L'Kabal Tumah, that it's susceptible to Tumah, and also concluding regarding the idea about eating one's chulin, one's unconsecrated foods, in a state of purity. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding this presumption of things that are already susceptible to Tumah. Kol HaGudeis. All bundles of vegetables, shebishvakim, that are in the marketplace, which were taken out to be sold, and b'chala kamachim, b'chala salasei, shebishvakim, all the regular flour and the fine flour that are in the marketplaces, b'cheskas mukhsharim, we presume those things are susceptible for tumah. Why? So the Rambam explains how good is the bundles of vegetables, and they should darken lazala for mayim lim tumid. It's normal for the sellers, for the gardeners, to continuously spray water on the vegetables so that they shouldn't wilt and they should look fresh. And by Kemach Vaselis, regarding the flour and the fine flour, they wash it with water to remove the outer husk so that they could go ahead and make a very fine white flour. Only then, subsequently, do they grind it. So they've become in contact with one of the seven liquids, that of water. And so to which, when they divide it in the mill, whether it be Achas L'Shtayim, one to two of Achas L'Shalosh, or into three parts, so they can make some type of a cooked dish out of it, like groats, which is basically crushed wheat, and things like that, they're always presumed to be susceptible to tumah. That's whether it's in the marketplace or whether it's from an individual in his home, because in contrast to regular flour, fine flour that's in the person's house, that's not hokshel kabbal tumah, because they grind the wheat for themselves, and then not particular that it should be so white, the flour, like one who's selling it. But in this case, when they're crushing it for groats, there they make it wet so they can remove the shell, and therefore, in these situations, we're presuming that it was in contact with water and thus susceptible to tumah. Halacha Beis. Now, therefore, all these that we presume that they're susceptible for tumah, they're also presumed to be tummy. Why? Because everyone touches these items, because they're being sold in the marketplace, and they're susceptible to tumah. Now, regarding all these items, however, the Amoritz is believed to say, they did not become in contact with water. And we don't have to say other food items that doesn't have the presumption, for sure, that the Amoritz is believed to say, but even these things which we presume that they were, the Amoritz is believed to say, no, it was not in contact with water, and hence is not going to be mekabel tumah. Halacha Gimel, kol hadagim, all fish, becheskas mukhsharim, are presumed to have already been prepared for tumah, because the water that remains on the fish after it was taken out of the water and then it died, which once it dies is susceptible for tumah as a food item. The enam arts nemen aleim lemav, and here the ignoramus is not believed to say lehukshar that it was not in contact with one of the seven liquids, because it's something that we presume. The figure, therefore, fish are always going to have the presumption that it's tameh because they're touching it and it's wet even after it died. Now, hadagim, regarding fish, whether they were trapped in large nets, or small nets, which are these all different types of snares to trap fish, if they did not turn over the net over the fish, then it was not susceptible to tumah yet. But the near, if it's turned over, they became susceptible, because since he's uprooting the water from its natural place, that is something that will make it, as we said in the previous parak, that as already as a liquid that can make something else tummy. And the einam aretz nemalim, and the ignorant is not believed to say, that I did not turn over the trap over them, because that's the normal way of those who trap fish to turn it over. Therefore, it's a presumption of tumah until their intention is to trap them to use for people who want to have the chul in the state of purity. Then he's going to be careful of turning it over. But up until then, we will not believe that it was not hokshul l'kabal tumah. Halacha dalet, kol hatzir, all fish brine, which is the juice that gets sucked out of the fish, is becheskes mukhshir, is presumed to be susceptible for tumah. In other words, we're concerned that they put water inside of it, because the fish brine itself is not one of the seven liquids. Betzir tahar shenofel teichem mayim koshim, and therefore that anytime you have pure fish brine, that you fell inside of it even just a little bit of water, hadeha kol mashke, it's all going to be considered as a liquid. Umachshe, and therefore it can make something susceptible to tumah. Umestame, it becomes tumas mashkin, a tumah of a beverage, where this is the Rambam's opinion, as he says later on in this halacha, that fruit juices, meaning not one of the primary seven liquids like that of the fish brine, if you mix in even a minute amount of water, it makes it into a mashko automatically. Therefore, we presume it to be tummy because it is a liquid and maybe an amar, it's touched it. Now, nafla teicha, let's say it falls into this pure brine, which you know there's no water, let's say. You fall inside of it, yayin, dvash, v'cholov, wine, honey, or milk, which those are liquids that are machshir and makabel tumah. Then holcha nachar reif. Then we'll go after the majority, similar as we said in the previous parak regarding the megavoyim. If the majority, so then here this fish brine is not makabel tumah, but the wine and the honey and the milk would be makabel tumah. And mechemei peiris, so too fruit juices and this orv b'shal mashkim, where if it got mixed with one of the other primary liquids that are machshir, meaning except for water, because we're saying water is different, then holcha nachar reif, you go after the majority. If a little bit fell in, no, it would not make a makabel tumah, because it would be batel. But Nesor b'mayim kolshim, and this is the Rambam's chiddush, the Rambam holds that if it mixed with even a little bit of water, harei hakol mashke is all considered as a beverage, or mestamit to mesmashke, and mashke is going to be like, all like water, it's going to have the tumah of liquid items, and it will make other things susceptible to tumah. Now, but tzircha gavim tmeim, the brine of not kosher locust, in a mashke, it's not a liquid to make a food item susceptible to tumah, of a mestamit to mesmashke, but it will have the tumah itself of the tumah of a beverage. Halacha hei. Halakich tzir ma'ama arts. If someone purchases brine from ignoramus, now it is possible that there's more than half of it water, so it could be tummy. So what you could do is like this: mashika b'mayim batar. You could do what's called hashaka, which is that you have it in the vessel and it skims the waters in the mikvah, and then it's gonna be pure. And the reason is because shem hoyer reba tzimayim, if the majority of the brine was water, so therefore it could become tummy. Sadei hamayim etam b'mikvah. Water is the one thing of liquids that could be purified in the mikvah. And vim hoyer rubay melech shadogman, if the majority was the salty fish brine, well then ainim makabel tumah, then it was not makabel tumah in the first place. Because v'mayim shabah botel b'mi'utim, because the little bit of water, if the majority was not that, is nullified in the minority. So either way, it's okay, you could do hashaka, and either way you look at it, it's going to be tar. Now, but when we say this, is only if litbol ben pas. If you want this fish brine that you're buying from Nama Aretz to use as a dip, let's say, to dip bread inside of it. But if, let's say, you wanted to cook in a pot that has other waters inside of it, then actually, the halachic dictum of motze minas minay, then one type is going to find the same type, meaning the water that's in the brine is actually going to combine with the water in the pot, v'neirin is going to awaken it, it's going to come out the majority of the water is actually tummy. Why? Because actually that minority of the water that was in the brine was never purified in the mikvah. Because it was the minority and it was batel, so it didn't even have a status as water at all to have been purified. So it actually comes to something very interesting. If the impure waters were the majority on the brine, which we said, okay, then it's tummy. So then it was purified in the mikvah. So even if afterwards it's added on a little bit of water, that mixture is going to remain tar because we're already purified in the mikvah. But if the minority of it was the water that was tummy, which we said, okay, so it's tar because the majority is the fish brine. But if subsequently you add on after it was done hashaka, even tar waters, it's going to contaminate the whole mixture because that's waking up the dormant waters, which was tummy. And then it's going to be tummy. So therefore, that's an interesting paradox regarding that. That's why it's more problematic if you're using it like a day, where you can have more waters waking up the old dormant waters, making it problematic, in contrast if you're using it just to dip your bread inside of it. Halach above. Hapeiros, regarding produce, b'chamokon, anywhere they are, b'ches kistar, we presume them to be tar, but I presume they were in contact with one of the seven liquids. Even if the seller was a Gentile, until you know that they were prepared with one of the seven liquids, or to be one of those things we mentioned before, that we presume that they're always mukhshar. Until that, we presume that they're tar. Halacha zayin, ha'oig, which is a type of a sprout that they use to tan leather, which has clusters similar to like clusters of grapes, which are eaten. Wherever they are, they're presumed to be tummy because they moisten their produce with water. And the chen kolak eshu and soto ozukinis vatluin and squash vatluis begimi al peschei chanuyis, and those that are hanging from reeds on the opening of stores, becheskes mukhsharim nutmim, they're presumed to be susceptible and hence tamei, because since they're made to be moist and you have all the people that are passing by that are touching it with something with their own wet hands, and sometimes the dew fell on it, and therefore they're susceptible to tumah, and the storekeeper doesn't realize, and they're being touched. Hence, those are things that are going to be presumed to be tameh. Now, halacha ches says that the halachas of tumah and tahara that we're speaking about are food items in all these 15 and all these 16 parakim are actually only for the Beis HaMikdash relevant. As Ramaget says, Kalakos b'Teira b'Divrei Kabbalah, whatever said in the Torah and in the words of the prophets, Mehilchas HaTumas v'Tahara, from the laws of impurity and purity, in El in Mikdash HaKadosh, it's only regarding of the Beis HaMikdash, regarding Kachim, Utrumais, Trumas, Umais Hashani, and for the second Taif, Bavad, only for those things. Shere Hizir, because the Torah warns as a Tameim, some of those Tameim Lakanis Lamikdash, from going into the Beis HaMikdash. Oy Lechel Kodesh, or to eat Kachim, Oy Truma, or eating Truma, Umaisa, or eating Maisa, between the state of Tumah. Of a chulin regarding unconsecrated produce, in ben misaklal, there's no prohibition whatsoever of tumah. Elamuta lechel chulin tameim, alishas mashkin tameim. It's permitted to eat food items or beverages of chulin that are tameim. Because I remember the Torah says in the Yikra of a basa shiigu b'chol tameim lo yachol. It says, and the meat that's going to touch anything that's tameim should not be eaten. Now mechlash chulin matar, and that infers that chulin is permitted because she'ein medavel b'psar kachim. That pasuk is only talking about the meat of kachim. So then why does it say, and we've been mentioning throughout these parakim, harishin shabachulun tamei, the first degree by a chulun item becomes tamei, b'ashein the pasul, second degree it becomes invalid, I mean that's the lowest that the chulun can become tamei. What are you talking about, food items of chulun became tamei? It has no relevancy. Yeah, loishia asa b'chil, it's not to say that would make the chulun forbidden to be eaten. It's just to count from it as it relates to truma becoming tamei from that, or kachim becoming tamei from it. That's the significance. Meaning, shemnaga sheni shel chulin truma, which is the lowest chulin could become. If the sheni of chulin touches some item of truma, pisala makes it invalid because of asal shlishi, makes the truma into a shlishi, which the lowest truma could go. Therefore, it's called pasal. Shemnaga ba'ichon shel kodesh, that's that sheni of chulin touches the food item of kodeshim, a piece of a carbon, satimam, it makes it tamei, va'asal shlishi, because it makes it into shlishi, k'meshben, like we explain in Hilchas Abasa Tumah, Perikud Aleph, Halacha Aleph, where it's going to be called a tummy because kashim actually could become a ravi, so it could contaminate something else. And so if someone eats a food item of chulin that's a sheni, if that person now touches truma, pesali has invalidated because, as the Ram says over there in Perek Ches Halacha Yod and Hilchas Avas HaTumah, that the person's body, if he ate a sheni of chulin, should become tummy and hence making the truma invalid. So that's the significance, but there's nothing intrinsically wrong with chulin that's tummy. Halacha test. Now, k'shem shemutal lechel chulin tameim b'lishtoisim, just like it's permitted, as we said, to eat chulin that are tameim and to drink them, kach mutal ligrim tumah, so to allow to cause tumah lechulin shem b'Eretz Yisrael for unconsecrated produce that's in Eretz Yisrael, even Eretz Yisrael, which has halachas of truma and other things from agricultural law. And the yesh l'tamei, and it could even actively be metamei, es achulin hamasukanim, regarding the unconsecrated produce that has already been fixed by separating trumas and maizes from it. And that's even like a tchila initially, meaning that's in contrast to chulin, which was not fixed, which was the first case that I spoke about, that there, initially, one should not actively metamid. He's allowed to cause tumma, as we said, that he could be gairim, but regarding that of chulin hamasukan, you could even actually be metamid actively, like a tchila. And v'chei mutu la'odam, so it is permitted for a person, liga b'chala tumas, to touch all types of tumas, ulistamben, and the person could touch tumah things and become tummy from them, the person. Shari hizra kosev is b'nei Aaron v'san nazir, because the Torah only warns the sons of Aaron, Kehanim, and the nazir, mistamev mes from coming to me from a dead person. B'chlov inference is shekala mutarim, that all of the people, they're also chulin people, are permitted to become tummy. And the truth is, v'sha'af Kehanim and Nazirim, the truth is, k'dim Kehanim and Nazirim, mutarim l'stam b'shar tumas, they're allowed to become tummy from other tumas, chutz mitmei mes, except for that of a tumah from a dead person. Halacha yud. Now, Kol Yisrael, however, all Jewish people, Muzharin, they are warned, Li Yisrael B'chol Regel, that they should be tar the whole Yom Tov. Why? Because they're prepared to come into the Beis HaMikdash and to eat from Kachim over the Yom Tov, which they have these karbanas that they're supposed to bring, and they come into the Beis HaMikdash for the Shalosh Regalim. That's what it means in the Pasuk, that it says, and then their carcasses they shouldn't touch. What's that? That's for Regel B'vad. That's only on the Yom Tov, because we want them to be tar. Because you can't come into, you can't partake of kachim or come to the Beis HaMikdash if one's in a state of impurity. The nitma, if he did become tummy, just becoming tummy, in the lake, it doesn't get lashes. But again, all the rest of the year, in Muzer, he's not even forewarned, not even prescribed from becoming tummy. Halachi Yud Aleph, now hatame v'tar yachtim, it's a pasuk in Devarim. It says, the impure and the pure together. From tradition, they learned, what is the translation of this pasuk? that a tummy person and a tar person can be eating from one plate together. Like we said, there's no problem because a person could become tummy. However, although a tar and a tummy person could eat together, but a husband and a wife, if the wife is a nida, she's tummy, and he's a tahar man, they should not be eating from the same plate. And she should not drink with her from the same cup. And even actually, she shouldn't even pour for him a cup. Like we explained this in the Sefer Kedusha, let's say he's a zav and she's a zav, even though they're both tummy, they should not eat together. And that's when the that's because it could accustom a person to sin, where they might become intimate and violate the sin of having a relation with a zava, where even though he's a zav, still a prohibition of having a relation with a zava. And shem yivel, because he might cohabit, therefore, then the tameh and the tahar should not eat together. Halachit Beis concludes these halachas of what is the purpose of this concept of tahara, of purity, where the Torah has all these halachas. So although he has mentioned the previous halachas, it is permitted to eat food items that are tamei and drink liquids that are tamei, again, as relates to chulin and people that are not kahanim. But chasidim rishonim, the earlier pious ones, hayoichon chulin b'tahara, they would eat their own consecrated produce in a state of purity. And when there's some that tumas chulin kol yameim, they would be careful from all types of tumas all their days. Behem and the Quran Purushim, they're what's called the Purushim from the word of Parish, of separated, they separate themselves from impurity. And that's an added level of sanctity. But they're chassidus, in the way of piety, she nivdal adam, that a person should be separated, uparish misharam, and they should be distant, he should disconnect from the rest of the people. He shouldn't touch them, he shouldn't eat and drink with them. Why? This is from the well-known ideas of the Brayser Pinchas Ben Yair, which the Sefer Mesillas Yerushalmi is based on, that precious asceticism, separating oneself from the physical world, brings to the purity of the body, mimaisim haram, from doing bad things with the body. And the taharas aguf, which is tahara, precious brings to tahara, and the taharas aguf, the purity of the body, brings to kedusha, brings to the sanctity of the soul, from the bad characteristics. Kedushas hanefesh, and the purity of the soul, the sanctity of the soul. Gerdemes lihidames b'shchina. It caused a person to be compared to the divine presence. Shnamek says in the pasuk, "Veskadishtem, you should sanctify yourselves, v'yisim kedushim, and you'll be holy. Ki kadosh ani mekadishchem, because I am holy, Hashem who makes you holy." Berech Rachman d'Sayin, Hashem is gebenched that he helped us finish these halachas of tumas eichon, of the impurity of foods.